exciting adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, Jungle Jim, Lynn Chalmers, and Kohler were delayed in their search for the missing missionary when two wild animals met on the trail in a fierce death fight. At the plantation house, Shanghai Lil gloated over her enemy, the Reverend Chalmers. But even in the face of torture, the missionary bravely attempted to make the vampire batwoman repent. He failed and was put in a dungeon cell to await his fate. In the meantime, Shanghai Lil learned that Jungle Jim, Lynn, and Kohler were advancing on her plantation hideout. These thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Now we continue the story. Shanghai Lil is speaking.
They joined the rabbi by sending orders to my sentries along the trail. If anyone catch sight of Jungle Jim and his companions, they've been told what to do.
I bet you have. You know, fool boss. That for the hell of you, you think of everything.
Yes, I try to. And so far, I've been able to figure everything out pretty well.
Boss, ever since I know you feel a man, my fear is for to know some more about that. Tell exactly about that.
I don't want to talk about it.
Why not, boss? I tell you about cop the fellow's I put out the way.
There's a big difference in the reasons why you killed your man and why I killed mine, my boss. I'm not going to talk about it, do you
know? I hear, boss. But maybe someday you'll tell exactly about it, huh?
Maybe. And I want you to get this straight. It wasn't for the reason our gospel starting guest thinks it was.
I believe you, boss. You all time got good reason for everything. I wonder for a long time why you hate that Patrick. When he gets here, by God, I see why. I don't blame you, boss.
The judge and jury wouldn't have either if they'd known it. There, I almost got pulling my face off after I said I wouldn't talk about it. This is your stuff, Labba, and don't try to get me started again, do you hear?
Okay, boss. Labba, do like you say.
How's the veteran getting along in the guest house?
Oh, so good, boss. We only give him food once day. But he don't say nothing.
He doesn't?
No cry out, no beg for anything, no say nothing. My God, no fun for trying to make him scream. He like one dead kid.
He is, isn't he? Trying to do this by playing a sort of model, isn't he?
Hey, boss.
Well, I'll fix him. I'll make him yell so loud you'll hear him all over the plantation.
What you going for to do, boss? Stop giving him food?
Ah, that's too easy, Labba.
Too easy? Sounds grand, but cheap. Just Labba no like for going without food very long.
Remember that, the next time I have to
come with you. Oh, no, boss. Please don't take away my food.
Yes, it's
true.
The very thought of it, doesn't it? You've heard of the
killers,
haven't you?
Oh, no, boss. He never down here in this jungle while I've been here.
You're quite right about that, Labba. A killer, you said you had lived centuries ago in the old beach town. His mother was told no man would be able to kill him if she dipped him in the river Styx.
That's true, boss. Right now, I'd like for to go there myself.
Well, the killers were dipped in the Styx like his mother was told. And he was invulnerable, except for one fear.
Why was that, boss?
His mother had to hang on to him somehow, didn't he? And one day, a fellow shot an arrow into that one weak spot and licked him. And ever since, they say every man has one weak spot where you can hurt him.
By God, the Patrick's weak spot is his daughter, eh, boss?
That's right. And yours is your stomach.
How do you know that, boss?
My goodness, Labba, I find the weak spot of everybody.
Everybody? Enemies? Good thing, but why friends?
Because you never can tell when your friends may become your enemies.
I never think of that before. That's plenty true, boss. Both those fella I have with you, dog. They want my best friend.
Well, what's your step with me, Labba? I know you like a book.
Labba, loyal to you, boss.
Soon as you are. Now, go get the Reverend out of the dungeon. Take him to that hilltop over there, the one that rises up above the foliage. You know the one I mean?
May we, boss? I know. He's flat like tabletop.
That's it. Well, place our plane parson out there.
Then what I do?
Spread eagle him.
Pushing steadily along the trail, Jungle Jim, Lynn Chalmers, and Kohler bend all their efforts to catching up with the missing missionary.
How are you making out, Lynn?
All right, Jim. How much longer do you suppose you'll have to go?
Oh, I must be truthful, Lynn. There's no use trying to tell you it'll only be a little ways now. You know as much as Kohler and I do about
dear. Why did those animals just prepare to fight him? He wasted an awful lot of time back there.
Well, if we hadn't waited, Lynn, we might have lost something far more precious. The life of one of us.
You're probably right, Jim. But that would endanger his life. We must get to him as quickly as possible.
I know how you feel, Lynn. Believe me, I do. Well, your father is my best friend down here in the jungle. My only white friend outside of yourself. Did you think I'm anxious about his safety, too? Why, what do you suppose I broke camp and came up here?
I'm sorry, Jim. Of course you're as anxious as I am. It only seems to take forever to catch up to him.
Well, we're going as fast as we can follow the broken trail made by Mamba. As he led your father through this jungle here.
Where do you suppose he's taken him? To some other village?
I don't know. Tolu!
That's your plan, Jim.
Where is this direction we're going, leader? To what village?
We no go to village, Juan. We head into heart of jungle.
Oh, then that's an even greater danger than I thought. If there isn't a village, that means he's being taken to some camp of roaming cannibals.
Well, let's hope not, Lynn.
Well, didn't you say this is the land of the Yolo men?
Yes, that's true. But Colo and I ran into a band of headhunters the other side of Burawani. We think they may all be away on a hunting expedition.
You're just saying that to quietly, Jim. You know perfectly well that they're in a tight spot. And so are we.
Well, there's no harm in hoping the headhunters aren't home, is there?
No, of course not. Nobody is hoping that any more than I am. But there's one thing that struck me as peculiar.
Well, what's that, Lynn?
We haven't seen a single sign that proves that is Dr. Stray.
Oh, yes, we have. This irregular trail we're following is proof.
How so?
Well, it's off the beaten path. Mamba must have broken it for himself. It's some kind of a short cut to where he's taking your father.
Perhaps. But we haven't seen any tangible proof.
You mean your father hasn't left any signs for us to follow?
Yes. So far, it looks as though he either went along pretty peaceably, or else he didn't go this way at all.
Well, that's easy to explain, Lynn. Your father might have been bound and forced to march ahead of Mamba.
Oh, I never thought of that.
Or he might have been unconscious and carried this way.
Oh.
What is it, Carlos?
Look, look. Bush all flat here. Ground all tore up.
What did I tell you, Lynn? Here's where your father either regained consciousness or started to put up a battle.
Jim, oh, Jim, there's blood on the ground.
No. Don't worry, Lynn. Well, it may be Mamba's.
We find something, Swan.
That's that pocket-sized old testament.
Well, I guess this is proof enough that we're on the right trail. Come on, let's go.
Back at the plantation, Jacques Labat proceeds to carry out Shanghai Lil's orders.
Get along, Padre. Carry your business. You'll see plenty soon. We'll go up these hills. Remember?
Yes, Jacques Labat.
Bring that hat and those tents. I carry the rope.
What are you going to do with me, Labat?
Just do it, Padre. It won't be long now. You'll find help.
Didn't I hear drums a while ago? What are we
doing? Wallo, Boko, you come with me.
Why do you been given orders to keep still?
We, Padre, Labat to keep still. You to do the talking.
What do you mean?
You see.
Okay. What are we doing up here? The palisading hut on the hilltop.
Remember, right place, here.
Yes, it's one of us.
Are you going to hurt me at the stake of ours? You said it was kind of high Lynn's idea of my thing.
You see. Yes, remember. Now drag another peg here.
Yes, it's one.
Tuesday. Am I going to have company in about?
Go on, Padre. Joke while you can. You won't feel like it's plenty soon. Remember, another peg over here.
Yes, it's one of us.
Oh, I see. Then you're going to drive another one over there. Four takes in a perfect square. Now I know what you're up to.
Good, Padre. It's right, Mamba. Put another peg here.
Yes, it's one. Well, very well carried out so far.
And it will be carried out just like the bossman says. You hear? Now, you lie down that square, Padre.
Well, you think you're better sitting than me, will?
I know it, Padre. Lie down there.
Never of my own free will.
Okay, Padre, you ask for this.
Oh!
Now, spread out those legs. So Mamba Goku can tie them to his legs.
Mamba!
All right, boys. Tie him up. Got it. Now, untie his arms and stretch them to the hot of peg. There, how you like that, Padre? Now you can look up to the heaven all day. Maybe you'll get plenty hot in the sun, Padre. I better open up your shirt for you. Oh, that's good. Now, by God, let you carry you sent back on the jail, eh? You're going for the lie there till the sun fry you to a crisp.
You're the sheriff for this, Lapa. You and that woman to call Bob.
Not by you we won't be punished, Candy. Not by you nor any of your friends. They never know what's happened to you. Nobody can recognize Skeleton lying in his son.
Well,
Bob, you have a neat job of it. I think little son, do his wife seem good for, so I pulled down the patrol's dress.
Well, my beloved Talmud, you didn't think when you were so smug in your turnaround collar and black suit and told the judge I was incorrigible, and I don't know what else, but I'd have my revenge when I got out of that prison, would you?
I only did my duty to society. I did it joy for having your time.
No
man or woman can be a law unto himself or herself.
That's what they teach back in civilization. And perfect. You get his bench.
Very true.
Bring some of those smug and sanctimonious bodies down here, and they'll find out they're wrong.
Really?
Yes, just like you're finding out now. I can be a law unto myself, Robin, and I'm doing all right at it.
So you think we need to be. And so all benefactors will think, until that final day, when they all appear before the great judge.
Well, you're going to find that out before I do, Robin. You're going to have plenty of time to meditate, lying here on your back, staring up at the sun. And while you're meditating, remember this. I'm not through with you yet.
As Jim, Lynn, and Polo press on through the bush, their efforts spurred on by the knowledge that they ought to soon catch up to the captured missionary, they approach the boundary of the Batwoman's domain. One of her sentries, perched in the tree, sees the trio, lines the sight with his rifle, and squeezes the trigger. Jim's helmet is torn from his head, and his right hand comes up with a flaming gun. The sniper's rifle drops from his nerveless fingers, and he pitches backward to the ground.
Good. You shoot him, son, Jim.
Boy, that was a close call.
Hey, Jim, are you hurt?
No, his bullet went clean through my helmet. Never touched me at all. Well, it looks like we're getting someplace now, all right. Somebody's got guards stationed out here.
Jim?
Yes.
What does that mean?
That means our shots have been heard, Lynn. And those robbing tom-toms are telegraphing our arrival.
What will happen when the news of Jungle Jim's arrival is telegraphed by the jungle drums? Can Jungle Jim safely bring Lynn and Polo through the guards around the plantation and effect the rescue of Lynn's father? Be sure and be with us again next week at the same time for the continuation of the thrilling and mysterious adventures which are pictured each week in the Comic Weekly, distributed everywhere with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Many of the greatest characters of the picture world will also entertain you. The Little King, Cat the Yammer Kid, Gibson Caster, Barney Google, and many other famous inhabitants of the world of colored pictures. And the next group of colored poster stamps to add to your present collection. Don't forget our date next week at the same time for the continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.